You're listening to SBS News.
More than 730,000 Rohingya Muslims fled Myanmar for neighbouring Bangladesh in 2017 after a military-led crackdown. The United Nations says the crackdown had genocidal intent. 2 years on, authorities hope to start repatriating Rohingya Muslims to Myanmar. Bangladesh's Refugee Relief and Repatriation Commissioner, Muhammad Abul Kalam, says only those who want to go back will be repatriated.
The repatriation, as we have promised, actually, this will be a voluntary repatriation process. So the ones who will be expressing their voluntary willingness to go back, they will be considered for repatriation tomorrow.
Problem is, not many, if any, appear to want to go back to Myanmar, even if Myanmar itself has cleared more than 3,000 people to return. Previous attempts to persuade Rohingya Muslims to return have failed. Refugees fear violence if they do return. One says he would rather drink poison than return. Rohingya refugees tell harrowing tales of their suffering in Myanmar. One, Rokia Begum, says she'd rather die in Bangladesh, where she's currently in a refugee camp in the city of Cox's Bazar, than return to Myanmar.
They killed my father, mother and brothers, and they sexually abused the women just because we are Muslim. Many of our Muslim brothers are now suffering in that jail of a country, Myanmar. If there is no peace here, how can we go back there? If they return our homes to us, give us nationality, if there is peace there, then we will make a decision about whether to return home. It's our country. Obviously, we want to go back, but only if there is peace. If there is no peace, then don't send us back. Kill us here. Just don't force us to go. We suffered a lot there.
Tens of thousands of Rohingya remain stranded inside Myanmar, where their civil liberties have been curtailed. And one Bangladeshi academic tells SBS Radio the treatment of these Muslims could lead to a backlash on a much wider scale. Professor Muhammad Zakir Hossain is from the Department of Law at the University of Chittagong, the second largest city in Bangladesh. He says Rohingya could one day form armed militant groups similar to IS that could destabilise entire regions.
It's not too far that within the Rohingya someday there will emerge some extremist group, namely RS or Rohingya State or IRS or Islamic Rohingya State, similar to the IS. It will not only be a fatal problem for Bangladesh only, but also for South Asia, Southeast Asia, and in future for global peace.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.